Hey everybody, this is Mr. Holiday's channel. Getting ready for another St. Patrick's Day on March 17th. Let's dive into some music and listen to American Wake from Riverdance to get us in the mood for St. Patrick's Day. So, okay, if that doesn't get you in the St. Patrick's mood and you think of dancing leprechauns and the Green Isle, I don't know what will. Such a lively piece from Riverdance there. But let's run over some topics about the holiday, the St. Patrick's Day holiday, and hopefully you can get you excited for March 17th. So just a little bit of the history of St. Patrick's Day. The history of St. Patrick's Day is a holiday about celebrating the country of Ireland, the founding of Ireland away from the pagan and barbaric tribes, and the celebration of the Celtic heritage. Irish immigration has had an impact on the United States and the USA, and has been celebrating St. Patrick's Day for many years. Also, eight of the signers of the Declaration of Independence were said to be of Irish descent. So March 17th is a special day. Many people wear green that day. Classrooms and businesses are decorated in green. School cafeterias serve green jello. Bakeries sell green cupcakes in Chicago, Illinois. The green dye is poured into the Chicago River to turn the water green for a day. March 17th is St. Patrick's Day. It is the Irish holiday and a day for everyone to wear the color green. Ireland is a country in Europe. It has miles of green fields and valleys. Ireland even has a special name and is known as the Emerald Isle. Emeralds are beautiful, bright green jewels. The Irish celebrate St. Patrick's Day every year. St. Patrick is Ireland's patron saint. A patron saint watches over people and places and keeps them safe. The Irish people believe not only that St. Patrick protects them, but also that he brought the Christian religion in part to Ireland as well. St. Patrick's Day is celebrated outside of Ireland too. There are St. Patrick's Day celebrations wherever Irish people live, including in the United States and all over Canada as well, Australia, New Zealand. So it has far-reaching depth. In many ways, St. Patrick's Day has become an American holiday. It is not celebrated throughout the country. It is not celebrated throughout the country. It is not an official government holiday like President's Day. Schools, banks, and businesses are all banks are all open on St. Patrick's Day. The mail is delivered too. But everyone is welcome to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Even people who are not Irish can enjoy the day. March 17th is a day for parades, parties, and having fun. So on St. Patrick's Day, put on something green and join in the fun. So, more on the history of St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is an Irish holiday, but St. Patrick was not Irish. He was not even named Patrick. St. Patrick was born somewhere in the British Isles, the area that includes England, Scotland, and Wales. Yet St. Patrick was not British either. He was probably born in the year 385. At the time, people from Rome, Italy ruled the land, so Patrick grew up as a Roman Briton. Not much is known about Patrick's childhood, but we think that his name was Maelwyn Sukat. Patrick's father was an important worker in the Roman government. Their family had a lot of money and lived in a large house by the sea. Servants waited on them. As a boy, Patrick did not seem very saintly. He did not pray all the time. He did not always listen to priests. However, that all changed when trouble started in Ireland, which was called Hibernia then. Fierce fighting tribes lived in Hibernia, across the sea from the British Isles. The men of these tribes often raided other lands. They stole things, took people bondage, and returned to Hibernia, where the people were sold as slaves. When he was just 16, Patrick was kidnapped by raiders from Hibernia. Some of his family's servants were taken too. A powerful chief named Miluk bought Patrick to Hibernia to be his slave. Miluk owned many sheep. Patrick became a shepherd. He watched over his master's sheep and lived outside with the animals. He made sure that the animals did not run away. It was a hard life. There were many cold and rainy nights. Patrick felt very lonely and sad. He wondered why he had been captured. He thought that God might be punishing him. He wished that he had listened to the priests. Patrick was a shepherd for 6 years. During that time, he became very religious. He prayed often and began to have visions. He believed God was appearing before him and speaking to him. One night, Patrick heard a special voice that he brought some welcome news. The voice told Patrick he would go home soon. It told him that the ship was ready to take him home. Patrick was far away from the sea. It was dangerous for him to try to go there. A slave who ran away could be killed, but Patrick believed that God wanted him to go. Patrick traveled over 200 miles. Finally, he reached the sea where he found a ship waiting for him. Patrick wanted to get on the ship, but at first the ship's captain would not help him. He saw that Patrick was a runaway slave. Helping a runaway slave was a dangerous thing to do. If the captain got caught, he could be punished. Patrick left, but he did not know what to do next, so he began to pray. Perhaps Patrick's prayers were heard. Suddenly, people on the ship called out to him. They told Patrick to come back. The captain had changed his mind. Patrick wanted to go home, but that did not happen. There were storms at sea, and the ship crashed. The men ended up in a place that seemed to be deserted. There was no food in sight. It looked like they might die from hunger. Nearly a month passed, and then the men grew very weak. Patrick asked God to save him. He also prayed for food. Before long, the men spotted a herd of wild pigs. No one knew where the pigs came from, but the captain thought that Patrick's prayers had been answered. The men caught some of the pigs. They would now have food, and with food, they would not starve. No one really knows what happened after that. Patrick later wrote that he became a slave again. No one knows for sure who captured him. Some people say a group of fighting men found the ship's crew, and all the men except Patrick were sold as slaves. The story says that the group of fighting men kept Patrick with them. But there is another story about the ship's captain. The captain believed in Patrick. He had seen him pray for food. The captain never wanted to be hungry again, so he forced Patrick to stay close. We do not know which story is true, but Patrick is not a slave for very long. Once he heard a voice. This time, the voice said that Patrick would be free in 2 months, and he was. Patrick was finally free, and he knew what he wanted to do. When he was a slave, he had not been allowed to go to school. Now he wanted to study religion. Patrick went to France and learned all he could. He became a priest. In the year 432, Patrick was made bishop. This is an important position in the Catholic Church. The Pope is the head of the Catholic Church. He gave the new bishop the name Patricius, Latin for Patrick. Patrick also returned to his homeland. He had been gone for many years. His family was very happy to see him. But he did not stay home for long. Patrick believed that God wanted him to go back to Ireland. Patrick wanted the Irish to love God. He hoped that they would become Christians. Patrick gathered together a group of priests. They set sail for Ireland. It would be the most important trip of Patrick's life. People in Ireland had many different beliefs. They prayed to many gods. Magic was part of their religion too. But different chiefs also ruled over Ireland. Each chief had his own religious advisors. They were known as Druids. The Druids prayed to different gods of nature. They held secret ceremonies in oak forests. Druids were thought to have strong magical powers. People believed that the Druids could see the future. The Druids made life very difficult for Patrick. They thought he was their enemy. The Druids said that Patrick was evil. They even tried to kill him. But Patrick would not leave Ireland. He wanted people to become Christians and love God. He built churches and started Christian schools. He also traveled throughout the country. Patrick talked to the people. He spoke of their chiefs too. He told them about his religion and shared his love for God. Patrick refused to give up. He remained in Ireland for over 30 years. In time, some of the chiefs began to believe in Patrick and his faith. The chiefs and their followers became Christians. They felt his kindness, and they began to believe his words. Patrick did what he hoped to do. He helped thousands of Irish people find God. He helped turn Ireland into a religious land. Patrick died on March 17th in the year 461. After his death, the church made him a saint. A saint is someone who officially recognized by the church for their holy behavior. We celebrate St. Patrick's Day on the day of Patrick's death. In Ireland, it is a religious holiday. People honor St. Patrick by going to special church services. They also enjoy getting together with family and friends. So, okay, to help kids learn about the fun St. Patrick's holiday, some crafts you can give them as kids is learning how to draw shamrocks. Draw all types of shamrocks and Celtic with a Celtic flavor. Just teaches them about the important symbols like shamrocks and harps. So kids can learn about this fun holiday. You can also teach them to draw leprechauns and pots of golds. Leprechauns are mischievous mythological characters from Ireland that celebrate the holiday. It's definitely more pagan than St. Patrick, but everybody knows about rainbows and pots of gold. Definitely want to give a cue to my site. I have some examples of drawings of shamrocks and stuff. Go to celebratestpatricksday.com. Again, that's celebratestpatricksday.com. You can learn about all the kinds of drawings and the art that you can do with St. Patrick's Day to teach kids and learn about Celtic. You can also learn about Celtic designs, Celtic calligraphy. They use a lot of artistic, different types of art that is related to the Celtic heritage. That has that's like in their Book of Kells, and it's just this whole kind of different style of art and stuff. So that's another thing you can do on St. Patrick's Day is shamrocks and leprechauns and Celtic art forms. Again, take a look at the website, and that's something that you can do. Another thing is learning about Ireland and Irish towns on St. Patrick's Day. In this section, I'm just going to talk about Galway. It's a beautiful Irish town, and they celebrate St. Patrick's Day with parades. Parades are such a big thing. I've got a couple parades to go over here in this cast. Colorful parades, all dressed in green. Traditional Irish music and Irish pubs in Galway, and they've usually got their malls all decorated in Galway with visiting leprechauns, and be sure to also you can check out some great Irish food there in Galway, in Ireland, on St. Patrick's Day. All kinds of restaurants with Irish cuisine set up there, and be sure to check out Irish local traditions and customs. They have a lot of Gaelic and Irish folklore around this time of year if you're doing sightseeing in Galway, or just Wikipedia Galway to learn about Galway as Irish heritage. It's one of the big Irish cities, and definitely a lively place like so many in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day. So let's go further into looking at traditions of St. Patrick's Day, some of the traditions that people have. St. Patrick's Day isn't merely a date on the calendar, it's a celebration deeply rooted in history and culture. Understanding the essence of this day sets the stage for a more meaningful experience. St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, is commemorated annually on March 17th. Beyond festivities, it's a day to honor Ireland's rich cultural heritage and the whole Celtic region in general too. It's not just Ireland, it's kind of Scotland and that whole United Kingdom celebrates the Irish culture. Involves delving into the life of St. Patrick, understanding his contributions, and recognizing how the day has evolved into this global green celebration. Irish celebrations on St. Patrick's Day are a tapestry of time-honored tradition, from the iconic wearing of green to the proud display of shamrocks. Each customs holds a special place in Irish hearts. Irish dancing, characterized by lively jigs and reels, becomes a commercial, a communal celebration of heritage. The rhythmic footwork and infectious energy reflects the joy embedded in Irish culture. Understanding and participating in these traditions during the celebration of St. Patrick's Day fosters a connection to Ireland's rich cultural legacy. It's a day when the communities worldwide unite to honor and share the customs that make the Irish celebration truly distinctive and memorable. Modern celebrations are met with traditional customs form the bedrock of Irish celebration on St. Patrick's Day. Modern festivities have added a dynamic and inclusive layer to the celebration. Cities worldwide embrace the Irish spirit, and grand parades, live pub crawls, and themed events. The day becomes a canvas for diverse expression of Irish pride. Parades featuring colorful floats and marching bands offer a spectacle for all ages. Lively pub scenes adorned in green showcase the convivial atmosphere that pervades St. Patrick's Day. These contemporary celebrations not only pay homage to Irish heritage, but also create a global platform for everyone to join in the revelry. So lots of heritage there with this Irish culture and learning and celebrating Irish traditions. So, let me look at this article here. Okay, so we're going to jump out of that and we are going to go into another Irish jig. This is called the Kesh jig, the Monaghan and Morrison jig, all kind combined into one, and you just get that Irish flavor again with this second piece. Thank you. Okay, so that was called The Kesh Jig, another fantastic Irish piece for St. Patrick's Day. And for this next section, we're going to go into discovering Chicago, like one of the biggest Irish hotspots in the United States. The best bars in Chicago. A lot of people go bar hopping. With the Irish pub experience, it's kind of with the heart of St. Patrick's Day celebrations in Chicago, where the city's Irish roots come alive in its array of authentic Irish pubs to truly embrace the spirit of the day. Dive into the Irish pub experience, a cornerstone of Chicago's St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Iconic venues such as the Carryman and Irish Oak beckon with warm traditional decor, transporting patrons to the heart of Ireland. The wooden interiors, Irish memorabilia, and the comforting aroma of hearty Irish stews create an atmosphere that resonates with the very essence of St. Patrick's Day. In these carefully selected establishments, the focus is not just on the drinks, but on the overall experience. Patrons in it can expect an extensive selection of Irish whiskies and beers, creating a menu that pays homage to Ireland's rich drinking culture. As the live Irish music fills the air, patrons can revel in the camaraderie that defines this festive day. To fully immerse yourself in the Irish pub experience in Chicago, be sure to explore the welcoming ambience of those renowned establishments. Chicago also has incredible craft breweries with Irish twists. There's a Guinness factory there, and you can have rooftop brews. So there are some places where you can go in Chicago that have rooftop views of them dyeing the river green on St. Patrick's Day. It's one of America's United States greenest cities. And there's lots going on there. Some of the best Irish pubs here are there. They are the Carryman in Chicago, the Carryman, the Irish Oak, Chief O'Neill's Pub and Restaurant, Fado Irish Pub, the Dubliner, the Grafton, Miss Murphy and Sons Irish Bistro, Galway Arms, McKee's Tavern Grill, Cork and Kerry, the Blackburn Pub. Those are just to name a few, and I'm sure if you look, you can find some Irish pub in a town near you. Okay, and more on the history of St. Patrick's Day. Behind the Grew Curtain, understanding this true story of St. Patrick's Day. More about him is the legend that banished snakes from Ireland and civilize the barbarians living there. Are there still barbarians living there? I don't know. But he was captured by Irish raiders and brought civilization to the Irish people. And the evolution of St. Patrick's Day in 390. Patrick was born 390 AD. And he dies in 461. The Roman Catholic Church in the 9th and 10th centuries began to hold feast days for St. Patrick on March 17th. In 1782, Irish soldiers in the British Army marched in New York City when America was still colonies. Is that 1762? I'm sorry, I'm trying to read that. Around 1900, Irish immigrations begin with bagpipes and drums in their celebrations. So Irish immigration brings St. Patrick's Day over here to the United States. In 1848, Irish aid societies come together and host the first large-scale parade. In the late 1800s, Irish parades begin to show off the numerical strength of the Irish immigrants. Harry Truman extends New York City Irish parade, signifying the acceptance of the Irish minority. And Chicago begins dyeing the Chicago River green. Sorry, green in 1962, and that's just the huge. And in the 1970s, St. Patrick's Day grows and becomes less a religious holiday and more about just having fun and being green and kiss me, I'm Irish, you know. And visiting pubs, and Ireland really tries to cash in on St. Patrick's Day in the 90s and tries to bring it for tourism, where you can see all these exciting Irish things. In the 21st century, St. Patrick's Day has expanded beyond its Irish origins to become a global celebration. Cities around the world host parades, events, and festivals, drawing people of all backgrounds into the festivities. The celebration has become a symbol of unity and pride for the Irish diaspora, fostering a sense of community across borders. This section delves into the global impact of St. Patrick's Day and how it serves as a joyous celebration for the Irish people. So let's continue on there. To bring out the styles of St. Patrick's Day, consider today getting a t-shirt, fashion forward styles with a shamrock on your top, or a green shirt. Casual comforts, can have some elegant blouses. I'm looking at this elegant, neat looking blouse that has shamrocks that make a heart shape. It's green and white. It's pretty cute. But consider wearing a green t-shirt on St. Patrick's Day. Okay, and let's proceed further with some more Irish music. Okay, so this next piece we're going to listen to is called The Coolie's Reel. It's a coolie, it's an Irish jig dance song, and it's a pretty lively one and neat, so let's take a listen. Thank you. Okay, so was that fantastic or what? Every time I listen to jigs and reels like that in Irish music, it can be so lively and just kind of a joyful experience. You think of little leprechauns dancing everywhere and that Irish dance, but leprechauns come to mind. Definitely Irish. Okay, so let's talk about some other attire that you can wear on St. Patrick's Day. How about a St. Patrick's Day hat? There's all kinds of cool green hats that you can try out. Four-leaf clover hats, like the leprechaun hats with the buckles, and ones designed that have shamrocks on, flashy green hats. Hats that make you look like a little leprechaun. And there's also cool baseball caps that you can get that have like a shamrock right on the top of the cap, and that's always a cool thing to do. And there's also some ones with like little leprechauns hanging out of them. As I said, there's ones with the Irish colors of Ireland on the hat, and that's cool. But definitely consider a green hat is a must attire if you want to be decorated for the holiday. And we'll talk about, you know, some of the best places to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. The best place that you can celebrate Patrick's Day in the world is Dublin, Ireland, the epitome of St. Patrick's Day celebrations. That's like one of the greenest cities you can get in Europe, Dublin, the main city of Ireland. And also another place you can check out, New York City has a pretty big Irish celebration. They have their huge St. Patrick's Day cathedral there that's dedicated to St. Patrick. And a lot of the other suburbs around New York have Irish celebrations. So New York is number two. Number three is Chicago. With their Green River, they could almost really be number one in America. I mean, nobody else does that. You always see it on the news when they're getting ready for St. Patrick's Day. Everybody, they dye the river green. And a lot of neighborhoods around Chicago have Irish celebrations. So that's a green city. And the next one is Boston, which was cradle of Irish immigration from Ireland. It's got heavy Irish roots in Boston. Lots of pubs and events, lots of some parades. So bring out the green, and those are the big cities to celebrate St. Patrick's Day on. And moving on, some other things you can do from cooking. It's always fun to make sugar cookies and decorate them with icing. And you can do this, of course, with St. Patrick's Day. Making green colored cookies for guests add a lot to the Irish charm, and decorating and get people in that green and festive mood. Common recipes for sugar cookies, but you know, just making icing and stuff like that. But let's move on to some more songs, and I'm doing a little more heart-touching song for St. Patrick's Day. We're going to do Somewhere Over the Rainbow, sung by Catherine McPhee, who obviously has Irish roots, but this is a beautiful version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and you know, with pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and just has that tradition from Wizard of Oz, but you kind of think of St. Patrick's Day with Somewhere Over the Rainbow, so let's take a listen.
When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from just a step beyond the rain.
Okay, so that was Catherine McPhee with Somewhere Over the Rainbow by The Wizard of Oz, a beautiful version. And let me get my little website here, another drill. You can find out more information about St. Patrick's Day and all kinds of decorating fun and traditions and history at CelebrateSt.Patrick'sDay.com. Again, that's CelebrateSt.Patrick'sDay.com. And so let's move forward here with some more interesting tidbits about St. Patrick's Day. Trying some Irish authenticated dishes like Irish stew. Dive into the rich tapestry of Irish cuisine with our curated collection of authentic Irish recipes that promise to transport your taste buds to the Emerald Isle. In this comprehensive guide, we'll unravel the secrets of traditional Irish dishes. So, we're looking at Irish cooking. They usually have the corned beef and cabbage. It's not totally one of my favorites, learn about the art of combining succulent lamb or beef with roots and vegetable with an Irish stew. You can try Irish stews also as another alternative. Next on the journey through traditional Irish recipes, there's also iconic Colcannon, which is a type of mashed potato. This humble yet delightful dish combines mashed potatoes with cabbage or kale, resulting in a comforting side of pairs, perfectly variety of main dishes. And also trying some modern twists to make your day green. Irish cream hot cocoa, just or Bailey's Irish cream. You can do that too, but we have Irish pancakes and shepherd's pie, which is prominent from that part of the world, England and Ireland. Irish potato pancakes, also another tasty side dish, and you can make Irish type desserts as well, you know, the ones that have that green flavor for them. We already went over the cookies. And let's move forward from there. Also trying out some creative fun for St. Patrick's Day, decorating with a touch of green. You can decorate your house with hats and green and light greens and dark greens. And St. Patrick's Day also has that fun flavor, getting you prepared for spring. Everything starts to green up on St. Patrick's Day. Shamrock decorations, Irish inspired recipes like Irish soda bread is a staple, indulgent savory goodness, shepherd's pie, we've already mentioned that, green desserts, a lot of shamrock decorations at your house, little leprechauns, you can decorate with little leprechauns, or even St. Patrick's, depending how religious you are. And you can do things like host a gathering to celebrate St. Patrick. People may not know anything about the holiday. They don't know about St. Patrick. It could be religious, or it can be atheist, just a leprechaun party hard with a leprechaun, you know. It can be either of those spectrums. And family-friendly St. Patrick's Day activities spark your children's creativity with arts and crafts sessions where they can make their own paper shamrocks or leprechaun hats, share stories of Irish folklore and legends. There's so much Irish folklore and legends, I haven't even been able to get through all of it from just reading history. They have their session with fairies. Irish have their session with fairies. And, of course, the big leprechaun symbol with the shamrock. Green fashion, you can try out some green fashions on St. Patrick's Day, wearing a green dress or a green shirt. And you can also have a virtual St. Patrick's Day celebration. If you got people that you care about that are far away, you can do a Zoom St. Patrick's Day and just tell people what you're doing or share some fun Irish things, your fun Irish tidbits. Okay, for some more St. Patrick's Day, let's take a look at some St. Patrick's Day quiz questions. You can do St. Patrick's Day quiz. How well do you know the holiday, the Irish origins? Some things to ask, like who was St. Patrick and why is he celebrated on March 17th? What is the significance of the shamrock in the St. Patrick's Day lore? In Ireland, what color was originally associated with St. Patrick's Day and why? What is the traditional Irish dish commonly eaten on St. Patrick's Day? How many pints of Guinness are estimated to be consumed worldwide on St. Patrick's Day? What is the significance of Ogham alphabet in Irish history? Who is famous Irish writer and poet known for works like The Picture of Dorian Gray? Which Irish rock band is famous for hits like With or Without You or Beautiful Day? According to Irish folklore, what mischievous creatures hide their pots of gold at the end of the rainbow? Oh, well, that one's easy. In Irish mythology, who is the fairy queen and goddess of love and beauty? Just like the Romans, the Irish have their love god. Everybody's got a love god if you look at history. Everybody needed a god to fall in love, I guess. In which country other than Ireland is St. Patrick's Day an official public holiday? Which city in the United States is famous for dyeing the river green? We've already went over that. What traditional Irish instrument is often associated with St. Patrick's Day music? River Dance, a popular Irish dance show, made its debut during what international event in 1994? Apart from shamrock, what other symbols is commonly associated with St. Patrick's Day? What is the significance of the Calde ring in the Irish tradition? Who wrote the famous poem, The Lake Isle of Innisfree, expressing the deep connection of Ireland? In James Joyce's novel, Ulysses, which character celebrates St. Patrick's Day with a traditional Irish breakfast? What is the main ingredient in the traditional Irish dish, Culcannon? What Irish whiskey is commonly used to making the classic St. Patrick's Day drink, the Irish coffee? You can come and visit the website, celebratestpatricksday.com, if you want the answers to some of those common Irish trivia questions. Okay, so one more article, then we're going to listen to some more exciting, lovely Irish music. We want to deep into Irish cultural heritage. Ireland is a land steeped in history and cultural richness, boasts an ancient Irish heritage that has left an indelible mark on the world. To truly understand Irish heritage, one must delve into the roots of this fantastic culture. The earliest signs of human habitation in Ireland date back to around 8,000 BC, so people have been in the land of Ireland for quite a bit, as evidenced by archaeological discoveries. However, it was during the Celtic era, around 300 BC, that Ireland's unique identity began to take shape. The Celts, with their distinctive language and customs, significantly influenced the Irish heritage. Their intricate artwork embodied the artifacts, like the Book of Kells, reflects on the fusion of artistic expression and spiritual beliefs. Ireland's ancient history is also intertwined with myths and legends, such as the tale of Cú Chulainn, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, I'm sorry, and the Tuatha De Danann, adding a mythical layer to the cultural fabric. So they've got all this Irish mythology, just like the Romans did. Irish traditions, the Irish language, the Irish language of Gaelic is an integral part of the country's identity. Although not widely spoken today, efforts to revive the pervasive language showcase the Irish commitment to their linguish heritage. Irish music is a big force, with its lively jigs and reels, as we've heard in our cast here, how fun those jigs and reels can be. They're so lively. Ireland has a lot of famous historical figures, Michael Collins, a lot of authors, a couple authors, James Joyce, Oscar Wilde is one of my favorite. I love his quotes. He has such great quotes. And there's Bono from the modern day times, from the band U2. That's what people know. But a lot of memorable Irish authors, and there's some Irish inventors like George, was Boole, or is it George Boole, but he had a lot to do with computers, and just lots of exciting Irish heritage there. Okay, so let's listen to another great Irish piece of music. 1 second, please. Okay, so this is another beautiful song. This is from The Lord of the Rings, and it's a beautiful song. It's called May It Be. Kind of has to do with the struggles, and my God, I bet you Patrick himself could relate to this song, you know, struggles of going through that barbarian land, and May It Be. It's sung by the Celtic women, but this is a very beautiful rendition, so let me play it.
May it be.
Okay, so let's move forward with more St. Patrick Day fun information and just general information. Another great city that you can visit and learn about is Belfast in Northern Ireland. Belfast has a rich cultural tapestry. They have their Belfast City Hall, a masterpiece of Baroque Revival architecture, stands as a testament to the city's civic pride. A stroll through the historic Crumlin Road Gaol offers a glimpse into Belfast's past, from this Victorian era to its role in more recent chapters of political history. Though there had the troubles, a period of social political conflict left an indelible mark on Belfast. However, the city's resilience and commitment to peace shine through today. The Peace Walls and murals tells the story of the reconciliation and progress that has happened in Ireland and issues that they've had in the past. There's lots of cultural delights in Belfast that you can go visit. If you're going to this part of Ireland, the Ulster Museum stands as a treasure trove of art history and natural sciences. Visitors can immerse themselves in captivating exhibits from ancient artifacts to contemporary masterpieces. The Lyric Theatre, nestled in the leafy Stanimal areas, showcase the city's theatrical powers. And Belfast has kind of have a modern renaissance. They have like a Titanic quarter. For the Titanic Museum, for the Titanic ship, and that's probably their biggest thing, to go see that Titanic Memorial in Belfast where the Titanic was built. And there's a lot of natural beauty surrounding Belfast. It's a World Heritage Site. They have their Antrim Coast, lots of beautiful shoreline. It's a excellent place to go visit if you go visit Ireland. Is Belfast, and I'm sure they have a St. Patrick's Day thing there too. And we can learn more about St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, and his monumental and enduring influence. We've already known that Patrick was a slave, and he was kidnapped he lived in a rich family, and he was kidnapped and later became a slave. I couldn't go more downhill than that, but he lived in the Druid pagan areas, and everybody was a Druid there, and he had a lot of adversity, just going over St. Patrick again. St. Patrick's contribution and significance. He established churches and monasteries and libraries and helped with engineering. St. Patrick helped teach the Irish people engineering, and he progressed engineering. He has just profound impact on the Irish culture. Again, if you want to learn more about St. Patrick, you can go to celebratestpatricksday.com. Again, that's celebratestpatricksday.com. And another article before we get some more joyous Irish music. We can have another look at St. Patrick's Day traditions. This was originally a religious observance. The day has evolved into a cultural celebration embraced worldwide. St. Patrick's compelling journey marked by tales of banishing snakes from Ireland, laying the foundation for a day filled with joyous traditions. As the years have passed, March 17th has become synonymous with embracing Irish identity and heritage, making it a day to honor the essence of St. Patrick and cultural legacy that he's left behind in Ireland. Be sure to wear some shamrocks on St. Patrick's Day. Lots of green. The color green, of course, dominates the day with dyeing of rivers and green parades. And then there's also the traditional Irish foods, corned beef and cabbage, though not one of my favorites. The Irish stew sounds a lot more wholesome to me. And they have turkey, chicken with gravy is another Irish dish that I've tried. But yeah, you can move over to, if you're American, just move over to France and try some French. And there's also shepherd's pie. Shepherd's pie. France has a lot of tasty cuisines. I'm sure there's Irish French people. Also consider maybe St. Patrick's Day. There's also the St. Patrick's Day parades that you can go to, and there's festivals all around. They're everywhere you're at. Wearing the green and fashion traditions, you can get leprechaun costumes, and they've got cute outfits for women on St. Patrick's Day, cute dresses and slacks, like a green dress suit, dress clothes that you can wear for St. Patrick. Stay, festivals. Okay, so we're going to move over to another fun Irish jig, and this one's called the Ramblin' Leprechaun. Another just fun, fantastic Irish jig. So here we go, Ramblin' Leprechaun. Thank you. course, that was a totally fun jig. Just can see those leprechauns dancing again. And to continue our look into St. Patrick's Day, we can go into Dublin's delights on St. Patrick's Day. Looking at Dublin and their huge St. Patrick's Day parade. They have that huge St. Patrick's Day parade. They've got St. Patrick's Cathedral to visit. It's just a huge green wave in Dublin on St. Patrick's Day. The St. Patrick's Day Cathedral, a reverent pause for St. Patrick, if you are religious, might even mean more. And St. Patrick's Cathedral's there in Dublin, and another big one is in New York City. Temple's Bar is a green carnival on St. Patrick's Day. It's extremely popular bar in Dublin. It's where everybody goes on St. Patrick's Day. It's just huge and everything's feed. And they also greening of the city. They green a lot of landmarks, including the Trinity College and the Dublin Castle. Get a vibrant makeover during St. Patrick's Day. Wish the city of Go Green was landmarks illuminated in emerald hues. Everything's green. And then you go to the traditional Irish fairs and pubs and listen to live music, where they're serving Guinness, and be sure to have some hearty Irish stew or corned beef and cabbage there. Joining the crack, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right, sorry. Street parties and festivals in Dublin are huge. Dublin streets become a canvas for impromptu street parties, lively dances, and joyful laughter on St. Patrick's Day. Engage in the craic, the Irish term for fun and banter, as locals and tourists alike join in the revelry. It's a time when strangers become friends and spirit of camaraderie fills the air. A symphony of green on St. Patrick's Day in Dublin. Everything is lit up in green. The people are all in green. It's Green City on St. Patrick's Day in Dublin. Going forward, go somewhere farther away than Dublin. We're going to look at Portland, Oregon's St. Patrick's Day festivals. Their festivals are pretty good all the way in Oregon, the United States. Get ready to paint the town in green and celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Portland, Oregon. This vibrant city in the Pacific Northwest offers a plethora of events and activities to mark this beloved holiday, whether you're Portland local or visiting the city of St. Patrick's Day. This comprehensive guide will ensure you make the most of the celebration, from parades to pub crawls and cultural festivals. There's something for everyone to enjoy. Let's dive into the ultimate guide to St. Patrick's Day in Portland. They've got their huge parade there in St. Patrick's Day. There's lots of Irish flags and green, and it goes all through the town. The Portland St. Paddy's Day Parade on March 17th. Wear your green. Bring your shamrocks. Irish pubs and bars in Portland are also lively, like many other places in the world. Pint of Guinness. Just lively pub calls all over the places. Cultural festivals, some cultural festivals in Portland, Oregon. Irish crafts, popular Irish bars, all over the place in Portland. So we're going to take another look at music from this part of the world. And I didn't want to just give you just a bunch of Irish music, though. It's totally enjoyable. Some might find it enjoyable, or I could just add more Irish music future. I mean, I love that. I love those jigs. They're so fun, and they get you in that dancey leprechaun mood. But, you know, just celebrate this part of the world. Just add some other various aspects. You know, Mick Jagger's, he's from the UK, he's from Britain, but I just wanted to add the song Moves Like Jagger. So just stuff from the British Isles in general to this, just for the celebration of that part of the world. So let's listen to Maroon 5's Moves Like Jagger, just a modern day song. Okay, so that was Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5. Just Mick Jagger's British, so just thought I'd throw that in there. And more on St. Patrick's Day. Just run quick over the St. Patrick's Day parade in Chicago where they dye the river green. They've been celebrating St. Patrick's Day there since 1843. Irish heritage goes tremendously back to Chicago, and just They dye the river green. They started in 1962 to dye the river green. I guess they're just trying to make a statement. This is like St. Patrick land, but they've got their big parade there in St. Patrick. The parade stretches along the Columbus Drive in downtown Chicago, starting at Balbo Street and ending at Monroe Drive. And they've got floats, exciting floats, and the big thing there in Chicago is the Riverdyne, so get a rooftop view if you are in Chicago. Okay, another fun thing you can do if you're just staying at home on St. Patrick's Day is planning a scavenger hunt, a fun scavenger hunt. You can hide things like shamrocks, horseshoes, rainbows, leprechauns, pots of golds, and top hats to plan your scavenger hunt. The first step is planning the St. Patrick's Day scavenger hunt is to determine the theme and scope of your adventure. Consider incorporating traditional Irish symbols like shamrocks, leprechauns, and rainbows into your scavenger hunt. Once you've settled on a theme, brainstorm a little clues and riddles that will lead to participants on a journey of discovery through the chosen era. Be sure to include a mix of easy, medium, and challenging tasks to keep everyone engaged for the scavenger hunt on St. Patrick's Day. Okay, we're going to just listen to a couple more songs, and we're pretty much done with this podcast, but I wanted to throw some other parts of the world, and we're sticking with the Beatles. They were so near to Ireland, I'm sure they've intertwined with the culture, but this is Hello Goodbye from the Beatles in Liverpool.
I don't know.
Okay, that was the fun Beatles song, Hello, Goodbye, and I'm wishing the two remaining Beatles, Paul and Ringo, very happy St. Patrick's Day. Let's take a look at some more other St. Patrick's Day ideas here, and we'll finish up with a last song. Vancouver, British Columbia has a great St. Patrick's Day parade. They've been having it there for some time. Lots of floats, and it's grown into a major event, attracting thousands of participants and spectators from across the city of Vancouver and British Columbia. Today, the Vancouver St. Patrick's Day Parade is beloved, a tradition that celebrates the Irish culture and heritage of the region, and Celtic and nearby other cultures. At the parade, they showcase some of the best of the Irish culture and community spirit. One of the most anticipated highlights of the parade is the procession of the colorful floats, each meticulously decorated with shamrocks, leprechauns, and other iconic symbols of Ireland. These floats represent the labor of love from local community groups, businesses, and organizations who come together to create a dazzling display that captivates spectators of all ages. So great colorful floats, great colorful displays in Vancouver, and just another great place to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And as we go forward here, another great place to celebrate St. Patrick's Day is Montreal in Canada, another Canadian area. Early Irish immigrations. The Montreal St. Patrick's Day Parade has a long and storied history dating back over two centuries to the early Irish immigrants who settled in the city. What began as a modest procession to honor Ireland's patron saint has evolved into one of the largest and most anticipated St. Patrick's Day in North America. So the Montreal St. Patrick's Day Parade is pretty big, apparently. Today, the parade attracts thousands of spectators, participants from all walks of life, uniting the Montrealers of Irish descent who simply love to celebrate the luck of the Irish. They've got huge floats from what I've seen. From their local community gets together. They color the area with Irish colors, colors of the Irish flag. It's a big celebration there in Montreal. And, one of the proceeding forward with more music, one of the most popular bands out of Ireland, of course, is U2, and Bono is, of course, Irish. And this is kind of like St. Patrick. I still haven't found what I'm looking for by U2, so we'll finish that up. And I'm wishing everybody a green and lucky St. Patrick's Day as we finish up with this song, and a happy St. Patrick's Day, and lots of fun and warmth and all that stuff. So let me proceed forward here with U2. I still haven't found what I'm looking for.